Hello, hello, hello. Happy Independence Day. I know it's been a while, but I'm going to try to do a little bit more often than I have been. Today, what's the matter on most heart is being thankful in the process. You know, it's so easy for people to say, oh, just trust God in the process, trust God in the process. But when you're going through, you don't want to hear words. You don't want to hear the cliches. You don't want to hear God won't put more on you than you can bear. You don't want to hear those things. You just want to fast forward button, or you want to just be out of it already. Well, I'm not here to tell you that what you're used to. Like, I'm not here to tell you that. But I'm hoping that whatever I tell you today, that it will make you dig deeper, put your hooks in, and keep going along for the ride. It reminds me of, like, and when you're going through the process, you kind of think of like the seed. You plant a seed. Depending on the type of seed, you have to put it in a certain amount of dirt. It has to be a certain amount of inches deep before it can actually be considered planted properly. And every seed does not need the same depth. Even more so, you got stuff like potatoes that you can just put them in water and they can grow, and you can get a pretty plant. So depending on the seed, or depending on what it is, it changes its process, the beginning of its process. And that's the same thing that goes in life. Like, most times we see other people going through maybe similar situations, or they're just going through life, and we wonder, like, how come, or why does mine hurt different than theirs, or, you know, whatever the thought process is when you're seeing other people go through. At the end of the day, you may be a potato and they may be a carrot in God's eyes. Like, you have to understand that what's for you is for you. Not just the good, but everything. And we have to also understand that blessings aren't always pretty. I think I said that in one of my other podcasts. Like, blessings aren't always pretty, but they're always necessary. So whatever it takes for you to get to your next level may not be something that is needed for the other person's next level. So you have to be thankful in the process. If a seed gave up in the process of going through the dirt, we'll never be able to see the plant that it is designed to be. If we give up in the dirt, we'll never allow God to be manifested in the destiny that he called for us to be. Like, most times that we have, well, I feel like it's all the time, every calling on our lives is never for us per se. It's for us, of course, naturally. First, we minister to ourselves. However, the reality is that it's for someone else. So if we stop in the dirt that we go through, we can never manifest to be who God called us to be. We have to stay digging. We have to stay growing. We have to stay pushing through. We have to do all those things because we need to see. We need for our plant to be seen, our leaves to be sprouting, our seeds to be dropping. Because I think of it like the sunflower. Like, the sunflower is never about itself. As it grows and it gets strong enough to stand and the seeds fall out, I guess of its mouth, I would say, it plants millions from that one. And it's the same concept. Like, God, we may not be a sunflower per se, but, you know, the fruit that we, the seeds that we plant is for generations to come. So we can't get caught up in the dirt. Because in the dirt, the dirty part of life is necessary for us to, one, appreciate the clean parts, appreciate when everything is good, and two, for it to strip away those things that are not what God wants us to hold on to. And I'm telling you from experience, like, as I go through now, like, it's really hard to be thankful. It's really hard. But I realize things that are easy aren't usually worth it. it's the tough trials, it's the tough battles, it's the tough things that we go through that makes it worthwhile. Not in the process do we think that way, but as we're coming out of it or as we overcome it, you look back and you say, okay, it was worth it. Prime example is my pregnancy was great. The whole pregnancy was great. However, at the end, the labor wasn't so easy. And I just tried to hold on. And in that moment that I was trying to hold on, that wasn't an easy process. Like, I had a life inside of me, and I was really like trying to hang on for my motives of having a natural birth. But in that process, I could have not only killed myself, I could have killed the baby. In that process, talking about like death could have happened, which I'm sure it can happen at any time you go into labor, but for it to be so close to home, once my baby was out, I was stabilized. That whole process was worth it. To see a beautiful baby boy, healthy, performing miracles from birth, was in a NICU, and within 2 days was already on pretty much his own oxygen. You know, I just know that the process wasn't easy. And then to be told the next day after having a C-section, emergency C-section, being told the next day that had I pushed him out, I would have died. So I could have been selfish and died and would not have been here for my children and my husband. But the decision made, not easy, but definitely worth it. So I thank God in that process. I thank God in the process that I'm currently facing. I thank God for all the battles that I've overcame. And within those battles, I was thinking about quitting. And I'm glad that I kept going. I'm glad that I kept going. A lot of the battles that we face in life are not easy. Heck, shoes. I don't think any of them are easy. Not as we're going through them. But when we go through our next trial, we can measure it knowing that regardless if it's hard or if it's easy, we're going to make it through. And that's what we have to do. Like, we don't have to say it's good. We don't have to say it's bad. We just got to say it's okay and I'm going to make it through. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good. It's not pretty. But at the end of the day, we got to know that the weapons will form. They will hurt. They may cause you to cry. They may cause you to bleed. They may cause you to do all these different things. But at the end of the day, they will not prosper. And that's what we have to stand on. And that right there alone is enough to be thankful for, because God gave us the ending without going through. Like, our ending said that the weapons that are formed will not prosper. They will not prosper. And he is a man of his word. He has yet to lie. And I don't even want to say yet. He has never lied and will never lie. And because of that, I can say thank you, God, because at the end of the day, I already know that the weapons are going to form. I already know that the enemy is going to attack. I already know that. But what I also know is that the weapons are going to form, but they won't prosper. So I challenge you to look at the situation that you may be facing in life. Look at your marriage. Look at your relationship with your children. Look at your relationship with your family. Look at your relationship with your coworkers or your employees. And just say thank you. Because I know people always say it could be worse, but actually, technically speaking, it could be. You're among the living and not the dead. That means that you got another chance. Use it wisely. And in the process, be thankful for everything. Because at the snap of a finger, it can all change. So be grateful for the good times. Be grateful for the bad times. Be grateful for the in-between. And know that it's okay. Because my future is already determined. So I'm going to keep working this thing out. I'm going to keep pressing through the dirt. Because my leaves are not just for me. And I have to let them grow. I can't waddle in the dirt anymore. I gotta push through and be thankful for it all.